When you hear campaign strategists and political pundits talk about important voting groups, you often hear terms like white suburban women or African Americans. You don't usually hear Muslims. Now, Muslims make up only about 1% of the total U.S. population, and in Georgia, that proportion is probably smaller. But their voting weight could be increasing, sparked by Donald Trump's harsh statements about Muslims. As Johnny Kaufman reports, Georgia Muslims are hoping that new voters will give them some more influence, not just in the presidential race, but in local politics.
The call to prayer has just started at the Hamza Islamic Center near Alpharetta. This Friday afternoon, like he's done for weeks, Arif Qazi sets up a table near the entryway of his mosque. He puts out an American flag, flyers, and laptops in hopes of registering voters.
How you doing? Good. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah. Qazi is going after the tech workers, the parents, and elders rushing in for the regular prayer service. One of them stops by the table.
You're not registered.
Okay.
So I could get you registered if you have a driver license and you know your last 4 digits of Social Security?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Mohamed El Noumani works for an international corporation in Alpharetta. He was born in Lebanon and became a U.S. citizen just a few years ago. El Noumani says his voting choices are limited this year. He's open to Republicans, even alternative party candidates. But Trump's talk about Muslims has driven him toward Hillary Clinton.
It's because the other candidate didn't really leave any room for benefit of the doubt. It just keeps getting worse and worse. Had it been different circumstances, might have been somebody other than Hillary, yes.
And El Noumani's view on the election is the same as many at the mosque, says Qazi. I ask Qazi what people tell him is motivating them to sign up.
Well, Donald Trump, he's actually inspiring people to come and register to vote. You don't even have to ask.
Qazi says for years he's been trying to get more people from the mosque to vote. He says there are about 300 to 400 people that are already registered. They're just a tiny speck, though, he says, of the small percentage of Muslim voters in the U.S. Muslim populations are concentrated north of Atlanta, and Qazi says their numbers may matter more locally.
Every vote counts. Every vote counts, but local vote counts even more.
In Georgia, Muslims are often in the headlines when local governments block or stall construction of new mosques or funeral homes. And with Muslims voting in local races, more politicians there may pay attention. At least, that's one goal of the Georgia Muslim Voter Project.
Shoot some things out there. What are some issues that you might come across at a masjid when you're asking people to register to vote? What might people say?
On a recent Saturday morning, Aisha Yacoub leads a seminar on how to register Muslims to vote. She founded the Muslim Voter Project. Its goal? To register 800 new voters by November.
For other people, it means impermissible. So some people might say voting is haram. Anything else?
Yacoub says some Muslim scholars argue voting is haram, that it goes against the faith. But the Muslim Voter Project gives trainees counter-arguments to take to their mosques. And this targeted approach, she says, is working.
Because there hasn't been a specific effort for Muslims before, we're finding a lot more success.
Yacoub says foreign policy, particularly in the Middle East, energizes a lot of new registrants. But she says it's the local issues that will keep them coming back to vote.
Who decides how often your kids go to school, the school bus routes, things like that, that affect them on a daily basis.
Yacoub says if more Muslims realize how local decisions affect them, it could even inspire people to run for office.
The big thing I would say is, you know, don't hate on us because we're coming for you at the polls and we are bringing partners with us.
Yacoub says Muslims are just one part of Georgia's growing minority population that will influence politics here for years to come. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.